Hi guys, welcome to the Divine Creators Podcast with Cody Singh. Hello everybody, Cody here. Very, very excited to connect with all of you. I feel so warm. Always opening dialogue with you, with the guides, just to assist in whatever comes through for this session. You know, each time I, you know, open these up, I do not like to prepare because it sort of takes away from the instinct of spirit, our instincts, you know, that are always flowing. You know, so many of you left comments and questions over the last couple weeks on the Divine Creators with Cody Singh Facebook group. So again, I encourage you guys to leave those questions on there, and you know, I'll get to them when we do these podcasts. And if your message hasn't been answered yet, I like to usually go back and write the answers as well, but sometimes I'll forget. So be sure to, you know, check out some of the older podcasts, because so many of those questions are there. There's a lot of content in there. You know, sometimes I feel like I need to go back in there and just kind of have a little refresher, because your prompts are what guide the dialogue from our higher wisdom, our reservoir of higher knowledge, higher intelligence, super awareness, right? Energetic awareness, right? So what we're gonna do, and I do have the video component in addition to this podcast for this one. We used to do this more in the beginning of this podcast journey, moved to just audio. So if you guys prefer just the audio, it is available, of course, on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So you can just listen to the audio portion if you prefer that. I enjoy podcasts like when I'm, you know, driving somewhere, or, you know, when I can't fully sit and watch something, you know. It's nice to just have that audio component sometimes. And sometimes it's sometimes more pleasing just to hear and just, you know, some people love audiobooks as well for that reason, you know. There's something about just listening as well that is very beneficial. And then if you want the additive component of the video, this will be available on YouTube and Patreon as well. I think that adds another layer. For those of you who are developing, who are having awakenings, there are very interesting energetic phenomena that you might perceive in the video. It's another component, right? Another dimension that you can kind of practice your clairvoyance with, your clairsentience, whatever sort of things start popping out, you know, in this setting, you know, will be easier with the video component. You can practice with that as well. So what we're going to do is answer questions. I did want to talk just a little bit because, you know, here in America, at least, we are fresh off of Thanksgiving and, you know, approaching the holidays as well. Christmas is coming up, the New Year. These are all events where we gather with family, right? And the thing about that is, it can be, you know, quite enjoyable in the best of moments, and then cool and just the absolute worst, you know, when it's not in those, you know, when it gets bad, it can get really bad, and you can soup back into all those old habits, you know. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about that because I think it, you know, is so relatable for those of us, you know, during the holiday seasons. You know, as adults, we've lived enough life to develop healthy boundaries, right? Preferences, choices, the ability to choose what you want, what you don't want, what you want in your space, what you don't want in your space, what you allow and what you don't allow in, right? And the holidays is one of those few times of year where you almost have to compromise that a little bit. And while that can be okay, that can be within your boundaries, you know, in pieces to compromise that, when it is an extended period of time, you can find yourself out of breath, out of oxygen. And we do need to rejuvenate. We do need to recalibrate, right? We do need those times to kind of unplug, gather our energy, gather our clarity, our consciousness, settle again into our bodies, feel who we are again. You know, I found it very helpful. And this is why it's important. Practice consciousness, right? The last video that I did, we were talking about building your light. It's also about, right, building your consciousness, you know, what happens, you know, because everything is energy, everything is frequency, right? So when we're spending a lot of time, you know, opting into choosing into a space that vibrates in a lower consciousness sort of. And what that looks like is, you know, when you go to your relative's house and everybody's talking about politics or everybody is arguing about something, or not even arguing, it's just being judgmental or catty, you know, all of these different things are a lower consciousness, right? And if you're in a warm room long enough, you start to get warm. If you're in a cold room long enough, you do start to get cold, right? So it's like we are assimilating our consciousness with these lower vibrations. And over time, you might find yourself, you know, talking like that and then falling into the same trap and then trying to combat them with, okay, well, this is not right. You should be doing this. And then lo and behold, you are now representing the same vibration, the same frequency of conflict as they are, just through your intellect and your ego's references, right? If you're fighting, you're fighting, regardless if we're talking about what's right or what's wrong. If you're engaging in the frequency of conflict, you're both in doing the same thing, right? And that can be so challenging, you know? Like in family environments, you can think that you've done so much work on yourself over so many years, and all of a sudden, boom, you know, you're with those people that you grew up with, and you just stoop back into those old habits. Well, that is normal. That is normal. And the idea truly is just to remember that you're charging these vibrations, you're charging these energies when you're choosing to opt into it, when you're choosing to engage with that, right? So what do you have to do? Well, you have to charge the other side of this spectrum, right? You have to charge the other vibration, the vibration of your consciousness. So when you are in the holidays, be sure to have your 1, 2, or 3 friends or community, these spaces, you know, even on the Divine Creators with Cody Singh Facebook group, you'd be surprised, you know, when you're with family and, you know, during the holidays and you find yourself getting triggered, literally just open the Facebook group, right? Open one of your spiritual groups, your spiritual networks, your text chat with your spiritually awakened friends, conscious friends, people that represent the same sort of dialogue that you identify with, you know, that represents who you are and who you have become. And you know, and tell them what's going on. You know, it will remind you quickly that you are not crazy for thinking what you're doing and saying what you're saying and feeling what you're feeling, which is what the tendency is in these environments during Thanksgiving, during Christmas, during these holidays with lots of family. We can start to second guess like what is right, because our concept of what is right, our ego's concept of right, what is right is what's going on around us, right? Are we on the bandwagon as everybody else, or are we thinking individually? And when you're around enough people, you know, you can sort of start thinking like they do instead of how you truly and intrinsically do, you know? So yeah, split it up, you know, intervals of time, you know, have Thanksgiving dinner with them, then go off somewhere and make a phone call, talk to somebody who has that consciousness. Break it up. It's all about energy. How much energy are you charging in each moment, right? What type of energy is that? Mm-hmm. You know, these are the things to just consider, you know, breathers, oxygen, remember oxygen, consciousness is oxygen, you know. So these are things to just remember and keep in mind. It can be very useful, and it can just help you get through the time where you just are committed. Because look, you know, the reality is not all of us are just going to completely miss every single holiday. We have that right to skip out on a Thanksgiving or a Christmas or event if that's what you want, and if that is like the safest thing for you at that time emotionally. You know yourself better than they do, you know, so you have to make that decision. But at the same time, it's not realistic, you know, for most of us to miss all of them, you know. So for those of us who haven't, you know, it's important to have that balance, right? I wanted to talk a little bit about that before going into the questions, because it is holiday season, you know. So many questions. Again, I'm hesitant to say people's names. So I will do a couple first names. I'll do some initials. Okay. So I will just say, so Fuang, I don't think Fuang will mind. So Fuang says, so Pinks have an easy time manifesting. I was wondering how does this apply to all shades of pink? By the way, I think, okay, hold on, you know what? So we're going to, okay, I guess we can start here. I'm just gonna scroll through and highlight some of the ones that are popping out here, and we will pick up from there and see which ones. So maybe we'll do a couple aura readings first, because I know a lot of you guys are looking for those aura readings, and we haven't done those in quite a bit. Again, if you're looking for aura readings, be sure that you are a member of the Divine Creators with Facebook group. Excuse me, Divine Creators with Cody Singh Facebook group. On there, you know, you can subscribe to my YouTube. If you're already a patron, you can leave your photos as well. And if you're a patron as well, you can ask me privately in a Facebook message. If you don't want to share your photo in the group, totally understandable. So a couple of people asked, I can see here, Alice K would like to know her aura color. So your colors are primary pink and light blue. So the pink is baby pink. Pinks are sensitive, effeminate, delicate, sweet, and intuitive, okay? They have this sort of blissful component to them, but they are quite effeminate and have that sort of essence to them. The light blues are also an intuitive color, intuitive, analytical in the sense, not sort of like the greens, but emotionally analytical, emotionally intelligent. They can feel vibes really well and know how to communicate pretty well emotionally. So they know how to articulate their emotions verbally. They know how to express that better than a lot of other people can. So together, you know, borrowing from each of those, this is a very intuitive life aura. This combination. And speaking of the pinks, somebody had asked also, so curious, pinks have an easy time manifesting, and I was wondering, does this apply to all shades of pink, especially curious about magenta? So that is a great point. So pinks are very good at manifesting, and the reason for that, and this is why I talk about spectrums, because the pink spectrum, pink and magenta, for example, they do lend into each other. Magentas are also very effeminate. They're a little less delicate. They can be more loud, you know, and they can be more, you know, assertive, not assertive, but like, you know, just more confident and a little bit louder and less delicate, you know, and a little bit more sometimes like personality, you know, they have. But baby pinks and magentas as well, they do have this manifesting power, because the thing about the pinks that is unique about them is they don't need a lot of logic or reasoning in order to believe. They have a sense of believing, sort of like a Disney child, you know what I mean? And that belief is still a frequency that the law of attraction responds to. So they do have this ability to think big about really big, beautiful things that they want for themselves, and they know how to close that gap into getting it, into attracting that. They know how to leverage other people and their gifts and talents into getting them what they want in their life. And that is a valid way of manifesting, right? It can really bother a lot of people, you know, who like to do things the old school way, the hard way, right? Work hard and you can get big things. But pinks challenge that. Pinks say, you know, I don't have to work that hard. I can just be a ball of light and be positive, not just positive, but just I can just believe with all my heart, because I have such a big heart and I know my heart holds power and I know that I will get what I want. That's the pink. That's what a pink is saying. And a magenta is very similar in this way, and they're a little bit more assertive in it, you know, so they will hit the ground, like, you know what I mean, a little bit more, and sometimes work harder, but they still have that essence of like when they really believe in something, they really believe in something, right? And it really is all overcoming, and they're beautiful artists, right? Because of this as well, even more than the Baby Pinks. But Baby Pinks as well, they're a little bit more like, you know, models, fashion, makeups sort of thing. And Magentas are as well, but you know, Magentas can, you know, they can work harder, they can speak a little bit more, but so did the Pinks, you know what I mean? Light blues, you know, are very also sensitive energetically. They are more in tune to the subtle world around us. But how it usually manifests for them is they end up being like creative writers, descriptive writers. They're very tuned into that nuance. So they know how to take a paragraph and really refine it in a way that brings people in to what the message is they're trying to convey, or the story, you know, and the emotional trail behind what they're trying to convey. That's characteristic of most of the blues, but all the blues, this blue spectrums, all have that emotional, sometimes spiritual aspect, right? Blue spectrum, pink spectrum, purple spectrum. Pink and purple spectrum I sometimes use interchangeably because they can be similar. Royal blues are a little bit more buffered to the light blues. They're a little bit more noble and, you know, and just emotionally buffered, right? In terms of empaths, yes, there are empaths, but you know, the light blues will be usually, not always, but usually a little bit more sensitive. Aquamarine, I consider also light blues. They are the most sensitive of the blues, most sensitive to energies, most empathic, most healing touch, right? Natural healers. You will be sitting next to them and you will just be like, wow, this energy is so healing for me. Yeah, you know, so yeah. And then we talked about pinks. Violets are a little bit more spontaneous, sometimes more outgoing, but they always have like a truth and a teaching that they want to convey through what they're saying. But they have that big heart that we talked about that the pinks have. But the violet is almost a little bit more of a teacher, a little, you know, and less, I mean, but again, still very similar to the purple, the pinks. But I also have a ton of aura-related podcasts as well. If you go to some of the older podcasts on here as well, you can learn more about all of the primary colors. You know, I also have a blog where I talk about all of the aura colors as well. Recently, I don't think I told you guys this, but not that recently, a couple, maybe like 3 months ago, all of the media on my website spontaneously got deleted. So all of the pictures, in addition to the many, many, many blogs over many years, all got deleted. So really, I had to manually locate all of the different images. And if you've seen my blogs before, I use images to convey very specific feeling signatures throughout my blogs. So, you know, they're very specific kind of curated selections of photos and artwork that I use that all got deleted, you know. So, you know, I'm still in the process of trying to, you know, find all those images back, but there are literally hundreds, you know. So there, you know, the aura blogs are still up there, the text is still up there, but some of the photo images to just further explain what I was trying to say or give examples of the aura colors are missing, just a heads up. But you know, there's so much up there as well. Then there's also my book, The Channel of the Universe, Insights, Awakenings, Incantations of the Soul. At the back of the book, there's a whole bunch of stuff about auras in there as well, and a bunch of examples in addition. So we are going to now just move to some of the other questions that we have here, or and comments as well. So this one, I'm just going to say this is from A. I don't know if I can say full names. So it says, I find it interesting how when we change our vibrations or energy or outlook on things, the songs we listen to also seem different somehow. These are the same songs that we're kind of obsessed with. It's the song in the playlist you know, and still it is different. The notes that singer weaves are different. There are subtly nuances we hadn't noticed before. There's new depth, new meaning. We laugh where we should have scoffed at something. We smile at what made us roll our eyes, and we sigh at things we didn't previously. It's just such a curious and beautiful journey we take with the singer. It's as if he changes with us, or perhaps we just have new eyes and ears. I like this. It makes it so that we can listen to the same songs and enjoy different flavors within them. The song is familiar, and yet it is so new. Beautiful. And I mean, that's not a question, but I just want to agree and just speak on that because it is so true. You know, we relate to different songs based on different moments. I also feel this about television shows, all sorts of things based on in different moments. Sometimes, like, you know, we are resonating or like really feeling called within ourselves to like watch something or listen to a specific song. We are really feeling pulled to that for a reason. And what you find is when you do watch that show, there was something or a character or a theme in that show that really you personally identify with in a way where you're almost like it's almost like a backdoor way of healing, you know, just watching this show and relating it to your own themes. You find yourself crying. You're like, why am I crying? This is just a TV show. Well, it's because you are relating on several emotional layers that are subconscious to you, you know, and maybe some of it is conscious, you know, but there's a reason why you're being drawn to that show or that song that you talked about, you know. And then other times you won't feel as called. You're like, you know, I listen to this all the time, or I watch this show all the time before, I used to love it, but right now I'm just like, well, perhaps you've processed that trauma, or that trauma within you is idle, it's not active at that time, so you're not going to relate to it because that vibration with you isn't pinging in the same way as it was in that moment when you first started to watch it, you know. It's also something I talk about in my book, you know, because I grew up as a violinist, right? And I just thought it was so amazing, you know, that, you know, two different people could play the same notes and produce two completely different feelings. One of them, you are just enraptured, right? And then another person, it just feels like some notes that are strung along, and you can tell they're not feeling or linking with it emotionally and energetically the way someone else is, and that is because of frequency. I love that description of understanding frequency, right? So two of the same notes being played can have different frequencies, actually usually do as well. And that's because of the person playing it and the energy that they're offering, right? Yeah, just made me think of that. So thank you so much for that share. This is a great share. So, you know, I have the guides here. So we're just going to also do a couple readings here for the ones that I can see. So G says, okay, well, I guess I could say first name. Let's see if we can get the whole question back, though. One moment. So I believe this is the photo, the most recent question. So it says, I'm finally admitted to dietetic schools. It says, I'm finally admitted. It's such a blessing. Is this the right path for me? Can you tell me if I'm on the right path, or should I study something else? For example, the law or the lab tech. But I'm happy, but I still have doubts. What is my energy, my aura, where I come from? Can I have a reading? This is the most recent photo that I had. So what I'm going to do for you, because I can give you advice just as a person, but you know what I'm going to do is just tell you exactly what the guides are saying, because they are here. And I'm just going to tell you because it's quite straightforward what they're saying. And when there's a lot of different questions, because I'll probably do more of these readings. We've done these in the past, but sometimes, you know, when I post that I'm doing readings, we'll get so many questions that it's very hard to specifically designate time to each of them. So I just like to have the guide just give me straight answers. So yes, this is the right path. This is what, okay, your guide is saying, okay, yes, this is the right path for you, this school, this dietetics school. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I feel like I'm saying it wrong every time it comes out of my mouth, but the dietetics school is the right path for you right now, okay? Not the law, not the lab tech, it is dietetics school. Yes, you are on the right path. You are studying the right things. You are just doubting so much, but I promise you what they're saying is this is the right path for you. One moment here, one second. Just going to tune in a little bit. Yeah, okay, alrighty. So, what they're saying, new identity, new cycle, you will feel different and sort of not even recognize this old self that you are in right now. You're not going to recognize the self in about 8 months. There's a new cycle that's coming in and you're going to feel completely different. It's almost like those cell renewals that sort of happen in life where, our environment, our everyday environment shifts so much, our priorities shift so much, we don't even identify with that past self that was speaking that way. You might not even remember these things or these questions that you're asking here, because it does look like it is a complete reset for you. And that's why it feels like such a big leap, because it is such a different vibrational frequency from where you are right now. It will feel like a huge leap, because this is a completely different self that you are now from where you are going and what you are about to embark on. It's quite practical to understand this as well, because it is a completely different environment. It is a completely different learning system. There are all of these different things that your cells are having to relinquish and release and die off in order to create this new self that you are about to occupy. So yes, there's a whole bunch of new things that are about to come for you. And about 8 months is what they're saying is when you're going to start to feel more grounded and safe in your body around these new themes and these new environments, feeling more empowered with more clarity and direction and assurance and confidence and self moving forward. About 8 months. So that's like, let me think from right now, about like July or August, maybe like August, even September, like summer next year, you're going to feel a lot more in yourself. You're going to feel like a new self. You're going to feel so much more confident and ready for the world, empowered, new friends, new connections. Yes, okay. Just one second. There's some more that they are saying, but I almost want to just leave you with that, because the other stuff is a little bit more long term. They're talking about 3-4 years time, someone very special coming into your life, a significant other. But that all starts with this new venture that you're on right now, right? This new endeavor in life. So keep that in mind, and you are making the right decisions, okay? All right. And I think we'll probably have time for one more question. Ooh, buzzing, 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 you guys. I love this. The energy is, oh my God, electricity right now. Alrighty, I'm feeling called to this person right here. So again, I'm hesitant to just give names. So we'll give initials, AY, right? So this is her question. It says, so I'm on my own again, single. I feel sad and lonely, and I'm struggling to be okay with myself and to be without a partner. Okay, I'm almost wanting to write things down as soon, because it's already coming through. But I've been in a relationship almost constantly since about 14, since being 14, and had my heart crushed even before that. I don't really know what I should be doing, and I keep looking for happiness outside of myself. Well, you're answering your question. This is exactly what they're saying and what I was going to write down. And I can't find it somehow. My stomach sort of aches right now. I'm on antibiotics for a cyst. They are so chronic, it seems. Could I get an aura reading, energy reading if possible? Thank you to anyone that feels up for sharing what they see and feel with me right now. Cody, do my guides have any perspectives that would enable me to find myself and my path and happiness? Am I doing the right things? Do they think maybe I'm asking for too much? But anything might help me in this moment. Just extending, taking a moment, taking a heartbeat. I think we all should, just to extend some love to Annabelle. I think we all fall into those moments and pockets in life sometimes where it feels just completely hopeless and you just feel lost. In terms of an energetic perspective, Annabelle, because you did post your photo here, you have a void right around your solar plexus here, or right around this region extending, I want to say, around to the sacral region, right? Almost from like the top of the bottom of the heart, almost down to around the sacral region, there is a void there. So, in terms of auras, of course, the voids, I talk about this in my book as well. I always say, don't avoid a void, because that's how they breed. They grow based on avoidance. And yeah, just, yeah. I mean, in so many ways, you've answered your own question here, but just wanting to extend so much love to you, what they want to say about this. Okay, how do I just condense all of this? One second. Because when I just started to read your question, for the first thing I heard in my ear was, do you love yourself? Do you love yourself? Because they're saying that you did not cultivate a relationship with yourself where you truly love yourself yet. And what people have to understand about that is when you love yourself, loving yourself is a frequency that the world and people respond to. So you do attract people that love you in the ways that you learn that you deserve to be loved. There are certain times in life where, you're loved on so hard that you learn, okay, well, yeah, maybe I am loved. But once that leaves, we're mentally associating that person with love. So when that leaves, our love leaves. So it's important to cultivate that relationship with yourself first, because you didn't have that opportunity to do that. You talked about since you were, I believe, 14 years old, that you've always been like in a relationship, and now you're an adult and you are now having to learn this lesson that every person has to learn at some point in some way, okay? So what they are saying, art will be transformative and healing for you. Also, blogging, writing, okay, will also be ways to help understand the creative workings of your soul, refining your artistry as a person, becoming more whole as a person, becoming a match to new communities and connections that connect with you in the way that you are looking to receive love in. Okay, this is the time to get to know yourself. They're saying creative, sensitive spaces are the best for you. A pottery class, a painting class, writing, creative writing, sharing. Do stuff in this group. Share things in this group. There are people that want to celebrate and love you and show you like how loved you are. And I know you know that on some level. I know you know it's not like chronically I hate myself, but it is a sense of like, do I deserve that long, happily ever after type of love? Where is my place in the world? That's sort of like where you're at and what you're feeling right now. Like, what is my place in the world? Like, am I, is, or I just feel lost without love, right? So, baby steps, this is not something that's going to shift overnight. So let's just let go of that right now. Let's let go of the idea that all of this is going to just snap away overnight based on one thing. This is a void. This takes time. And that doesn't have to be a bad thing. This is the thing that I wish people understood. When you are that condemned in your life at that point, the moment you accept, okay, it's not going to happen overnight, but I can do little things along the way to make me feel the most happy. Think about when you're the sickest or when people are the sickest around you in their life. You go back to the basics. You start playing Tetris with them, right? Or you play cards with them. You know, you just make soup and sit in bed and laugh and read magazines, you know? This is the time to really be sensitive with yourself and give yourself the permission to really, really be indulge in your peace and get to know yourself, do all the creative things that you never got to do, access your freedom in ways that you haven't been maybe allowed to because of relationships or whatever at the time. But like, this is the time to really have fun, you know? And it's not even like it's going to be harder to have fun. It's like, no, like once you give yourself permission, like, okay, like I know this is going to take long. Like I might as well have fun at this time in my life because I know it's not permanent. It's never permanent. Every hard time that you've ever gone through your life, you've made it through. And that goes for each and every one of us. And this time is also transient. The sun will come out again. That is for sure. So knowing that's for sure, what would you do with this time, you know? Like, really spend time thinking about that, you know? Like, what can I enjoy the most at this pocket of time in my life, right? At this age, with what I'm going through at this time, what can I do, you know? These are questions to consider, you know? Alrighty, well, this was beautiful. Thank you all again. I appreciate all of your questions. All of these prompts really assist all of us, including myself. So thank you guys again. I will be posting this, of course, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and the YouTube page, and perhaps on Patreon as well. So sending you all immense love. Thank you again for all of your love and support. Big, big hugs during this holiday season and the new year coming. Get ready, guys, and some new videos as well. New transmissions we'll be posting as well for December. Very exciting. Bye, guys.